Hey there, welcome to Podcast First Marketing. I'm your host, Allison Nitsch. How would it feel to have a simple plug-and-play episode framework that you can use this week to help your listeners actually do something after they listen to your episodes? That's what I want to talk about with you today, because this framework trains your audience to take action. And this is exactly what I want, or that you want, if you want your podcast to lead listeners to your offer. So I started using this framework several months ago, and it basically changed. First of all, it made things so much easier when creating episodes. They stopped being these nice, just random, nice to have episodes, because I wanted them to be more effective. And I wanted my listeners, you, to know what to do next. And when you do this, you're going to start seeing those email subscribers. You're going to start getting messages. You're going to start seeing applications come through. However you lead people to your offers, that's what I want you to have. So I'm going to be teaching this to you today. And I do this in all of my offers, especially with my one-on-one clients. We make sure that you have an episode structure that you can follow each and every time, because it works. So I'm going to be talking about my five-part episode structure. And this is basically a simple structure that works every single time. And it's exactly why I built my podcast episode planner. If you didn't download that, I talked about that last week. It is my episode planner that helps you touch upon those seven buyer types that we talked about in last week's episode. I'll link it in the description as well as the episode. It just helps to make sure that every episode has a job. And then this week, I'm talking about like how each episode is structured to do its job. So the first part of every episode is the hook and a problem. So why this matters in every episode. You want your episodes to open up with clarity. A lot of people will start with telling a story or kind of going off on a side tangent. And I'm not to say that that's bad. I'm just saying that we don't want that to be what you open your episode with, because your episode should start with, if your listener clicks on your episode, they should instantly know, like, what is that episode about? What's the problem you're addressing? Why does it matter to them? That's going to be the moment they decide whether to keep listening to that episode. You want it to relate to the title, because they clicked on the title for a reason. So you're basically reiterating why they're listening. They came to that for the title, you're going to give them that. So it has to be intentional and direct, and you want it to be centered to what they are looking for, which is what you titled your episode, right? Then the second part is that personal connection. So we're not leaving out the storytelling, because you want to touch upon those buyer, the relational buyers. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, I highly recommend you do. It's the seven buyer types. We're not creating this one episode for all seven buyer types, but we do touch upon some things that will catch different buyer types. So start with the hook first. Like, I was listening to a podcast this morning, and this is very typical of this host, so I know this, but I paid attention. The meat, or even not even the meat, the why of her episode, like the beginning of the episode, did not start until the 4.5 minute mark. I don't know how many listeners she's losing because it took that long just to even get to the beginning of the episode. So that's why I say start with the hook or the problem. Reassure them that they're there for the right reason. They clicked on that title for a reason. Then the second part is you're going to get into that personal connection. This is where you're going to start to build the trust with them. You're going to start to help them see that, okay, you've told me why, but now you're going to bring in this personal story. Maybe it's even a client win, or behind the scenes of something that, you know, happened to you that connects with the topic. You always want to connect your story to the topic of that episode, because that is going to build the trust. That's going to make your topic and story relatable. They combine together, and it basically humanizes you as a teacher and what you're talking about. Like, you've been there, you know what's happening. And that is where those listeners buy from people that they feel connected to. So this part is essential. So hook them in. Not even necessarily like this Instagram scroll stopping hook. I'm just talking about today we're talking about that. It could be as easy as that. Then you get into that personal connection. Then the third part of your episode, this is the meat of your episode. This is where you're going to deliver the main content. It's 3 to 4, maybe even 5 very structured points. So whatever your topic is, this is where you're going to be teaching them, but in a way that like it moves them forward. It's not going to like fire hose them with information. So your 3 to 4 points, I wouldn't say more than 5, because that's too much. You could break it apart into 2 different episodes by then. So 3 to 4 is kind of the sweet spot, but your 3 to 4 points should support that belief shift that you're trying to make in them. Like why it's you that they should be listening to and working with. You're building that momentum and you're talking them through, how do you work? How do you deal with these situations? It should feel actionable. You're not giving them too much, but enough to where they know that they could move forward with that. And then you always want to tie it back to the main message. It has to be relating to why you're creating this episode in the first place. And that's what's going to keep those episodes focused, but yet very digestible, because we want them to be binge worthy. I had an episode about this not too far back. I'll link it below. But it's how to create binge worthy episodes. And most of the time you are wanting them to keep listening to you, because we are basically funneling them in to wanting to work with you. And if you are giving these very over the top episodes, well, they're not going to want to keep listening, because they're going to think every episode's like that. And not to say you'll go off track from time to time. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that to try to keep it intentional, you want to create those episodes very digestible and focused. So 3 to 4 main points, that's the meat of your episode. Then we move into the fourth section, which is your call to action transition. This call to action section doesn't have to be this big formal call to action. Like this is just where you're gently guiding them towards the next step. And maybe that could be listening to the next episode. Maybe it's mentioning your freebie. Maybe this is the episode where you really want someone to apply to work with you. Or maybe you have a new product out or something. It's basically just giving them a little bit of a way to move forward with you. And it should flow directly into the last section, which is your episode teaser. And this is going to teach your audience to move forward listening to the next episode. So the last section is where you're going to tease the next episode. This is where that episode planner is going to come in handy, because you will already know what your next episode is. You can't tease something if you don't know what you're talking about next. And it doesn't mean you've already created an outline for that episode. You don't have to know everything. You just have to know what topic it is, because every episode should naturally lead into what is coming next. This is going to increase that bingeability that we talked about in that former episode, which I'll link below again if you haven't listened to it. It's going to boost your retention, meaning that people are going to keep coming back to hear what you have to say. And it's going to strengthen your listener to client journey, because we are taking them through this journey to wanting to work with us. You may have one episode that is just like, oh my gosh, that did it. That sold that person into wanting to work with you. But not everyone is going to be that way. So we want to create episodes that lead them on this little path to working with you. I'm moving my hands like you can see me, but just know I'm creating this path with my hands. But this teaser, it can just be a simple little one-liner. Like next week, we're going to be talking about da-da-da-da-da. That's it. That's all you need. But that's the full repeatable episode structure. If you want to steal it, it's the first section is you want the hook or the problem that they're having and how this episode's going to talk about that. The second section is you bring in that personal connection to get those people to want to, or not want, well, yes, they want to, you want them to want to work with you, but it's to get to know you more. Then you have that third section. That's the meat of your content. That's where you're going to deliver those 3 to 4 clear structured points. Then the fourth section is you have your call to action transition, where it's naturally moving them to the next stage, to something to do with you. And then your last one is where you are teasing the next episode. That is what's going to keep them wanting to listen to more of what you have to say and working towards working with you. That was a weird way to say that, but you get my point, hopefully. So that is the 5-part episode structure. And now here is my teaser for next week. Now that you have all of this, like we planned out, we talked about last week, the 7 buyer types, I've told you about my episode planner and how you can build, and I will be creating an episode about that. But next week, I want to talk about something that every podcaster will face eventually. If you haven't already, it could be coming, and I want to help you avoid it, and that is burnout. I don't want you to be creating a podcast that is going to have you burnt out, not wanting to create anything else, because this can work for you. This podcast can naturally sell for you if done strategically. And I don't want you to get into this workflow of where you are just so overwhelmed that you just cannot create one more episode. So tune in next week. I'm going to talk about that, how to avoid it while still growing your show strategically, because you can't just stop. It takes time, and I want you to have that. I want you to feel that your podcast works for you. Even if you're not seeing it yet, I want you to have this knowing that it can work for you. And so in order to do that, we have to prevent the burnout. So come back next week. And until then, keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. And I will see you then, friend.